When you have a vulnerable client, it's important to pay attention to their safety and their finances. We all know about the physical abuse our clients can suffer from. They can be attacked in the street and have things stolen from them. They can be mocked and be scared. While this is horrible for them, the worst kind of violence goes on in the so-called safety of their own home. We have different kinds of abuse that happen. The one we see most often is the kind reported in the papers. People take advantage of our clients and use their home as their own, but can also torture and even kill the client. Sometimes this is done for no reason, sometimes under the influence of alcohol or drugs, or sometimes deliberately for the client's benefits. We have had a couple of recent cases where the client was found dead by the police. One was a young man who was scared of his neighbours and let them into his flat to try to be friends with them. He would buy them alcohol, and one night they beat him to death. The second case, involving a woman who was killed by her legal guardians, who carried on collecting her allowances as they were her official carers. In both cases, there were lapses in care from the social work team, but they were difficult cases. In the first case, the social worker had already discovered that her client was being bullied and had organised a police visit for the neighbours and was trying to get her client moved. In the second case, the carers of the young woman managed to avoid detection because they moved a lot and managed to slip through the net. In any of these cases, the deaths were avoidable. We ask you to be alert to any signs of abuse. Insist on home visits. Insist on police welfare checks. And don't be afraid to make a fuss on your client's behalf.